We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning. Welcome in to our Action Line program today, and it's all about the Rutherford County Library System. And maybe a bit more of a focus on the north end of Rutherford County here this morning. We have friends joining us from the Rutherford County Library System, the Smyrna Library Branch Manager, Cassandra Taylor, and also Samantha Mitchum, who is there but won't be soon, that kind of thing. So first of all, Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here with us today. And same for you, Sam.
Thank
is it okay?
You.
Say, you
yes,
said Sam.
Yeah, so Sam is good.
You answered anything. That's like me. Yeah. So, well, good to have you both here. So, Cassandra, is it Cassandra? Cassandra?
I'm that person, you know, a rose by any other name.
Okay.
You can call me what comes natural to you.
You just look at it and it's different every time.
Everyone, you know, my mama will, it depends on her mood too. Because, like, I'll be a Cassie. So, but, like, that's for, you know, it's more fancy for Cassandra for the branch manager title.
So when she's angry, is it?
Oh, it's the full
name. It's the full name.
Of course. Yeah, like, we're from here. Y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sam has a bit of news. Sam, do you want to tell everyone what he was kind of alluding to just a minute ago?
Yes. I'm really excited to announce that I will be the new branch supervisor at Myrtle Glanton Lord Library in Murfreesboro. I'll be starting that position on June 30th, so I'm really looking forward to it. Learning the community at Patterson Park Community Center, all that fun stuff. I'm really excited.
So, branch manager, branch supervisor, are they similar-ish?
Similar, but different. So, our branch supervisor, we call it MGL. We love Miss Myrtle Glanton Lord, mm-hmm. and, you know, God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about her. But as the branch supervisor, it's a smaller library. It's like what we call a satellite library.
Mm-hmm.
And for branch managers, that would be like Linebaugh, our main branch, right? Your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
Smyrna, and the Technology Engagement Center, our newest branch. Those are all the managers
okay.
for our system. Yep.
All right. And so.
And then Eagleville is also a branch supervisor, Miss Donna out in Eagleville.
I was going to ask about that one. So did we catch them all, I think?
Outside of, we have a bookmobile, and you know, Mike's the coordinator. You guys are familiar with Trey here. He's our outreach coordinator. And then Kevin Robertson with IT. He's the IT system admin. And then probably next month, we'll have new news about admin changes. I know the community's been really excited about the director search. So maybe some good news is coming about that as
some
well.
Some news soon, huh?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully so.
Yes.
Hopefully so. So, well, Myrtle Glanton Lord certainly has a rich history here in Rutherford County. I've been here long enough to have met her and even interviewed her on the air before. And, you know, what a way to honor her in that.
Yes.
And pretty cool. Being the branch supervisor, and now that's inside the Patterson Park.
Yes, it is. So if you go in those front doors and kind of head down that right hand hallway, you'll
follow
hit MGL.
Yellow brick road.
Yep, follow the yellow brick road is what we tell people. So you'll find it before you know it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, excited for you in that, and congratulations on that. As the branch manager, Cassandra, tell us a little bit about what that means and entails for you.
Well, at Smyrna, I manage all daily operations. I have a great team. Sam has been a big part of that team for me. This past year, we've really established adult programming. It was something that we saw a lack when I took over. I've been the manager since December. And we started with maybe having a few adult programs where like 20 or 30 would come out a month, and now we're up over 700 a month. Our story times are hitting 200 a day now. So we're trying to reassess our space. Obviously, the need for that library in the community is growing, and we're very excited for it. And I know all libraries are experiencing that as people want community. And I think we're starting to see that. We all made it through a rough pandemic where we weren't able to be with each other like we used to. And now people are coming back, reconnecting, and trying to have those connections. And that's really what the library is here for. We're here to help you learn, explore, engage, imagine, which is our little motto. But yeah.
You know, we are finding too, though, that I think people, they are searching for that community, but they're searching for that community in their community.
Exactly.
You know, 5 miles away is community.
Exactly.
So while we're growing, we're seeing that maybe kind of shrink.
Well, and it's like the community as a whole for Rutherford County, yes, it's growing, and we're getting so many new people here. And, you know, I think their attraction to the area is we have these little pockets of hearts of communities, and we're always so welcome. I've always felt welcomed in any outreach event I've done. Like, we do Juneteenth, we do Farmers Market, and like, it, no matter where we are, people are appreciative of us, and we're appreciative of them. And yeah, we're so excited when people come out to see us, especially whenever Bookmobile comes out. It's a big exciting thing for everyone.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Farmers Market, the depot is crazy every Saturday,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So you get to go down there every now and then?
They do some. I think he's doing sometimes for the Agri, you know, like at Agri Park.
Oh, okay. Lane Agri Park.
And then we'll start depot days for Smyrna in September. We're going to line that up. And Smyrna will actually be, the library will be at Smyrna's Farmers Market, too. So we'll be doing 2 Farmers Markets this summer, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the one that's in the Depot District, isn't it?
And then, but this is the first year we've done that we've got to do it, and be a partner. Typically, Lineball's always done the square farmers market for years. And that was, you know, I just wanted us to be more active in the Smyrna community, too, just like Lineball is here. And very excited that it's all kicking off this summer.
It sure is. Well, so Cassandra, to you, is Sam like a right hand that you're going to have to replace here?
That is correct. I'm lucky to have 2 very strong right hands. I have a left and a right hand. I have 2 supervisors. So, but yes, it'll be a big shoes to fill, but I'm so excited for her, and it's going to be a good future for the library.
Yeah. Well, and still within the system, so
still
that's
here.
Good.
We're still here. Yeah. That's right.
So you mentioned adults, and I wanted to go back to that because you mentioned just a second ago that it was kind of a point of emphasis for you in the Smyrna Library.
For me personally, yeah. So I've been with libraries since 2018. I started at Myrtle Glanton-Lord Library when I was getting my first Master of Library Science from MTSU. And I was a youth services librarian, but you start seeing, you know, when it comes to adult literacy in the South, I'm very passionate. Like, I'm a 7th generation Tennessean. Mm-hmm. We've always been here. And we have such great people that I want everyone to have the same opportunities, and the library is there for that reason. So getting the adults in the library is always step one. And I was the former adult literacy program specialist for Nashville Public Library. So I have that background with me. So I used to work in higher ed. I was the librarian at Daymar College when they were here over on South Church Street. And, you know, Daymar was in this community for a long time. So I've always worked with adults that don't have all the opportunities others do, but how can we help them get those? And a lot of our program, believe it or not, the biggest thing the adults are coming out for are crafts. They love to craft, to create something in a community setting and bond and learn. We have so many painting things. So our theme is Color Our World. So there's all kinds of artistic endeavors for you. And we have a few summer reading programs to highlight real quick, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've got a couple of branch-wide summer reading programs that I wanted to talk about today. So we have a lot of many great events happening throughout the summer at our Rutherford County Library System. Today, for example, at MGL, we've got some make and take crafts that you can go in and pick up and do. We also have an all-together quilt with Cannonsburg Village at Lineball at 1 p.m. today. We'll also have Mr. Bond's Science Guys at Smyrna Public Library today at 10 a.m. So if you're looking for something fun to do in the Smyrna area, do that today. And we also have, this won't be today, but sometime next week, we will have one-on-one tech help at Eagleville Library Monday, June 23rd at 2 p.m. It's also Cephalopod Week at the Technology Engagement Center, and they've got different events for all ages, which is really fun and exciting. And then we also have a couple of outreach opportunities for Juneteenth this week. So we'll have Murfreesboro's Juneteenth celebration at Bradley Academy, and we'll also have Smyrna's Juneteenth celebration at Hilltop Rosenwald Park in Smyrna.
And a little reminder, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed on June 19th in observance of Juneteenth.
Okay.
So, yes.
Rosenwald Place is really cool to go to if you've never been. So check that out. And what week is it? Snuffleupagus week?
It is cephalopod week.
Cephalopod.
Yeah.
Cephalopod.
Octopus. Oh, okay. Octopi, squids.
Yep. Gotcha.
It's, you know, very bright creatures, and my octopus teacher, these things are really popular. Yes. And so there's stuff for little bitties at the tech, kind of some middle ground, and there's even a fun, like, adult craft day where they get to, like, have a little fun and make octopus mask. So cool. Check out that stuff.
You know, you think about the technology center and it's like, well, this is just for technology people, but that's really not what it is. I mean, you can learn a lot about it for all ages, huh?
It's true. And it's, I like to call the Technology Engagement Center kind of like our makerspace library. It is, you know, it is supposed to be like a little business hub where people can come and meet. We have those meeting rooms. We have the recording studio, the video editing studio, but we also have the 3D printer in Glowforge. You can also now do 3D printer classes at Smyrna Public Library. So those are the two branches where, and you can come print on either one. So say you take the class at the TEC, you live in Smyrna, you want to print at Smyrna. Totally not a big deal. That's what the system is for.
Cool.
And you know, you got a card at one of the branches, just so you know, it works at all of us. And you, if you have one library card, you now have seven libraries. So
that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Sam, have you ever used the Glowforge?
I have not. I've been meaning to.
I'm the Glowforge.
Yes. You're the Glowforger?
I love it.
So I went through a time when I thought that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And But I thought that was a natural progression from like a Cricut and vinyl making and stuff, because I've done all of that and all, you know, stuff, you know, around with that. But I just didn't bite the bullet.
For me, I skipped Cricut and I haven't learned it,
really?
Which is funny. It took me a while to conquer it. One of my favorite things I've ever used the Glowforge for, and I always encourage library staff to do this, you can cut on cardboard and cardstock. So if you're a youth services librarian, you can make your own craft kits with like reusable, recyclable materials on just our Glowforge. You can also, you know, come to the classes. They're every Saturday. Our IT specialist, Amanda, teaches those. And then once you just do the class, you buy your stuff and, you know, they come in and kind of show you what to do. I will say, beware, because the Glowforge is the most popular item come November, because everyone is making their Christmas ornaments, Christmas presents. It's also pretty heavy, like before Mother's Day, because moms love word work, like little crafted things.
Yeah.
So like even the dads come in and will Glowforge stuff for their wives. And it's, you know, it's that same little bubbly feeling they get. It's, and so it's really nice to, like, you get to take an actual piece of the library home with you when you go to the TEC for most things. They also, that's where our seed library is housed right now. And then we have the STEAM kits. So, and our Library of Things is live. You can check out a little GoPro. We've got sewing machines. We've got binoculars and tools. So if you think you need something just for a few weeks to fix something at the house, check with the library. You might be able to pick it up from us.
Yeah. Now, did you say seed?
Seed library, yep.
Seed library.
You get 6 packs of seeds a week with your library card, so you could cultivate a whole garden based on free seeds from Rutherford County Library System. Yep.
Even with a brown thumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
And brown thumb still works. You got to have dirt.
Yeah.
Well,
thumb's a thumb.
That's about all I can grow, Sam, is dirt.
Hey, that's okay.
You know.
It takes all kinds.
So last year, we just wanted to have a few little along the fence line, a few little wildflowers to, you know, to grow in the spring. Mm-hmm. And that didn't go very well. And then what happens this spring? They pop up.
Of course.
That's what wildflowers do, though.
They're just wild.
They're literally wild.
So a lot to talk about this morning from the Rutherford County Library System, the Smyrna branch manager, Cassandra Taylor, and Samantha Mitchum, who will soon be at the MGL in Patterson Park as the branch supervisor. We're going to continue our conversation here in just a couple of moments, so we invite you to stay tuned. More of the Action Line ahead.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Maybe you're new to town and want to learn more about this community. Well, this Saturday, head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to share some of the area's history. It's all free, 9 until noon this Saturday at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street in Murfreesboro. And it's free, including the coffee and donuts. You've heard us mention that the Rutherford County Farmers Market is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and it's from 7 o'clock until 1 in the afternoon every Tuesday and Friday over at the Lane Agri Park. That's on John R. Rice Boulevard, next to Paws, and just down from Sam's. And congratulations on your 50th anniversary. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Good morning. Certain areas still docking some rain showers out here, especially coming down 24 in from Clarksville through that section of Robertson County as it gets heavier now on I-40 out here on the west side. As you come through Bellevue, 65, a little bit slow, no surprise. Northbound up by 840 there, up through Spring Hill, coming out of Murray County into Williamson. Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment starting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Order online today. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep. Raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home, or we can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Periods of showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, chance for rain and storms, a low near 71. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 71.
And we're coming to you from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. And through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org. That's sharingchange.org. O-R-G.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
back in our conversation about the Rutherford County Library System. And you said seven branches, seven different things going on out there, right, Cassandra?
Yes, I like to always count, and seven, I count our admin building, which is where our cataloging collection development, that's the behind the scenes folks. Yes. Then we have Line Ball Smyrna, the Technology Engagement Center, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library, and the Eagleville Library, and then of course, the Bookmobile.
Mm-hmm. Bookmobile, yes, cannot forget the Bookmobile. And love seeing it around. Actually, we have... there's a cool graphic that's on the website of the Bookmobile that's now become a graphic that's on, you know, the podcast post and stuff that we post about the library. So,
awesome.
You mentioned, Samantha, the prizes, and our guests today are the Smyrna branch manager, Cassandra Taylor, Samantha Mitchum, who is soon to be the MGL branch supervisor. But for the summer reading program, there are prizes involved in this, right?
There are indeed. So if you participate in summer reading at any of the branches that are participating, all you have to do to win a prize is complete 600 minutes of reading throughout the summer. And then once you do that, you'll get a completion prize for your efforts. And we've got all kinds of really cool stuff for all ages. So if you're a kid that's reading, we've got really cool prizes for kids. If you're an adult that's reading, we've got amazing prizes for adults. So
adults kind of get gift cards and other vouchers to local businesses. Yes. So I love being an adult in my summer reading goodies because that's how I do my free stuff all summer.
Yep.
And I know 600 minutes, whenever we try to talk to people about that, their eyes kind of just explode in their face because it sounds really big. But if you just read an hour a day for 10 days, you also have till the end of July to do this. So you can break up that hour as many times as you want till the end of July and get your 600 minutes. Mm-hmm. Also, audiobooks count.
Yes.
I'm even on the team that if you're an avid newspaper reader or magazine reader, reading counts. So if you sit and read the newspaper every morning, log that, let us know and, come get your prize.
Yeah. So read, listen.
Listen and read.
I'm an auditory
learner.
You know, and some people are.
Yeah. So. And that's what, we push audiobooks. We even have at Smyrna, one of those adult programs that we developed for this year is called it's Walk and Talk Book Club. Mm-hmm. So, they all listen to their own individual audiobooks. They walk around the old Rock School Park that surrounds Smyrna Public Library. And then there's just a little conversation, and it's a way to get physical and promote literacy all at the same time.
Nice. Very good. So, also, maybe a cool thing, Sam, to do with the family, mom and dad read while the kids are reading, and you can log all your time together.
Yeah,
I've told the parents that it counts. If you're reading to them, them reading to you, I think it should all count.
Yeah, or 100%. A great example, too.
Yes.
Sit and read. So that's awesome. Until the end of July?
Of July.
Yeah. Last day to pick up your prizes, July 26th. Mm-hmm. So... yep. And then when you can register on our website, if you're someone that's I am so tired of having to register on websites to get the stuff I want, please just pop in the library. We can register you for your family. You can also register as a group. So we've even had businesses do it to compete with each other. That's fun. It's a good team building initiative for the summer for your company. Yeah. And you can also just still do it that old fashioned way. I know it's been at Line Ball forever. You come in and you pick up your little piece of paper, you circle your squares for each minute, and then you come turn it back in when you're done. Yeah. And that is still how we can do summer reading.
And age appropriate prizes.
Exactly. Yes. Very much so. Yes. You will not... everyone is not getting a teddy bear. Unless you want one.
Well, that's true. Some adults may. Yeah. You never know. We talked a little bit before going on the air today about just the interesting last 2 weeks we've had with Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah. And not the TV show Mr. Ed, but Ed the Zebra, which has captured, I guess, the hearts and minds of Rutherford County and really all of... well, maybe the country, because of our nation. I saw the BBC had news about Ed the Zebra. Yes. It's quite crazy. So Are there ways that maybe we could extend that fun with our kiddos?
Oh, yeah. There's so many books in the library's collection that can help you fill the empty space that Ed the Zebra held in so many of our hearts. So here are just a few great books I curated and looked up that I thought would be fun. So, a little themed. There's Zebra on the Go by Jill Nogales, A Zebra's World by Carolyn Arnold, Horse and Zebra Bake a Cake by Whitney Sanderson, Zebra and Yak, the Backwards Alphabet book by Paul Frederick, and of course, On Beyond Zebra by Dr. Seuss. So these are some children's titles that we have. So if you need a little theme summer reading exercise and you want to, you know, still talk about Ed, there are a few fun books and adults too that aren't completely nonfiction. Like there's a little bit of adventure. So if you're familiar for the number one ladies detective agency series, it used to be like a show on HBO back in the day. It's The Good Husband of Zebra Drive by Alexander McCall Smith. And then Call Me Zebra by Azarzine Vandervillet Ulumi. Some great novels to read to maybe still think about Ed. You know, take it out to the creek with you, the beach, you know, sports calm, wherever you're going to relax and have fun and curl up with that beach read, that good book. So
absolutely. So some fun titles there. And I'm sure there will be even more Sam to come out of this, more activities, more, you know, something with a zebra.
Definitely.
It's kind of like in our DNA now, isn't
it?
Yeah. I think so. You know, I would not be surprised if we see some zebra pop-up crafts at your libraries.
Yeah.
Or if you, and also if you really want something at the library, please come tell us.
Yes.
We do our best to try to anticipate trends, what people are interested in. But hey, if you want, you know, we have a bookbinding class in a few weeks at Smyrna. Come learn how to bind your own book. You know, please share with us because we want to be giving you guys what you really want.
Yeah.
Interesting that you brought that up because my daughter did that for my daughter-in-law. She made a hardcover binding for a paperback book that was one of her favorites. And that's kind of a popular thing now, isn't it?
Yeah. We had our bookbinding class last night, so we won't have it in a few weeks, unfortunately.
Oh, yep, sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay. That's okay. But we have all kinds of fun, crafty stuff, like Cassandra was saying earlier, just to highlight a couple of Smyrna things. In a couple of weeks, we'll have a bad art night, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I should sign up for that.
So it is exactly what it sounds like. We're going to get together and try to make the worst art that we possibly can. And we'll have an hour to kind of put everything on our canvases, all kinds of crafts and supplies. And then at the end of that hour, we'll kind of put stuff up on display, walk around the gallery that we've made of bad art, and then everyone can cast their vote for who made the worst art of the evening.
Nice.
And we'll have a silly little trophy for whoever wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that's in just a few weeks,
you say? On June 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your last day or first day? Or?
Last and first.
Yeah. Wow. So back to the bookbinding. Do you do that?
Yeah. That was one of the programs that I started. That was our crafty program at Smyrna. So, yeah, this is one that I made right here. It's a saddle stitch binding, so all you need is a needle, thread, and some paper. It's really fun. You just go back and forth, sew it together, and then you've got a book.
And that's your little book of notes?
Yeah, little book of notes. I'll probably make more because it's really easy and handy to carry around. So.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Cool. So you can learn all kinds of things. Cassandra, before our time gets away, I want to give you the opportunity to maybe talk a little bit about... you know, just becoming part of the library and being involved in your community. We're probably talking to a lot of folks this morning who maybe haven't discovered what the Rutherford County Library system has for them. So for those new people who haven't been, maybe they haven't been in a while, they've got a new family, kind of talk to us about some of those opportunities. And, you know, sometimes people are a little afraid to start something new.
Exactly.
If it's, you know, so maybe just kind of give us a big introduction and welcome.
Well, I love that you are asking me this because I was going to add. So one thing unique that we do in the summer is we do free lunches for children. And that's from 11 to 12 at both Smyrna and Lime Ball. Mm-hmm. And so come out and get a free lunch at least and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The library is a free place. You can come and just exist. So we're real. If you really just need to get out and be here with us, please come play. Please come play at the library. Mm-hmm. Everyone is a library kid at heart. I know all of us at one point or another, we probably went to story time as a little kid, had the time of our lives. But as we grow up, you get those responsibilities, you get those burdens, and mm-hmm. you still need to make time for yourself. And so I think a library is a great haven for that, whether you're a single adult, have a family, or a part of a multi-generational family. Mm-hmm. We have resources and outside of just English. So we have Arabic and Spanish books in our collection. Like I said earlier, the Library of Things alone has drawn a lot of people in. The new Technology Engagement Center, it was built in 2018. I think if you really need to get reintroduced to what the 21st century library is going to look like, please go pop in over there and mm-hmm. just have your mind blown a little bit. Miss Kathleen, the manager, is amazing and is so knowledgeable, was a great mentor to me. Lime Ball is still our heart and soul. I think it's always going to be the main branch. So mm-hmm. please go use their resources. They have the largest collection. If you need to get lost in some stacks, go upstairs and just lose yourself in the adult collection. Mm-hmm. We are working to curate a collection that is inclusive for everybody. That's our goal as a library. So if you don't see something in our books that you want, you got to let us know, just like those programs.
Yeah.
So we're constantly looking for ways to help improve community relations and provide the community with a place to be. So like I said, These small little entertainment pop-ups are really big at the library, and we want to be able to provide a way to make you laugh, smile, have a good time, and then check a book on your way out and get our families reading. Another big goal, so on the administrative side of libraries, it's almost strategic plan time, mm-hmm. and we really, really need everybody to come get a library card. It would show not only that our community is invested in our library, but it allows us to help the community better. We have a better grasp on our numbers, and like right now, it's looking that maybe only about 25% of the Rutherford County population actually has a library card. And I know how everyone loves to talk about taxes. So, hey, come get what's already yours. You're exactly. paying for it. Come register for it. Even if you just check out one book, it's been worth it. And like, that's my work with, I go to Library Legislative Day. It was great this year getting to meet with Congressman Sparks, who I know is a regular on the show, Congressman Brian Terry, and Senator Shane Reeves. Those were the few I got to see. And I always make sure their library cards are up to date, because a long time ago, guys, you didn't have library cards, but now they do. And they're always so grateful. They're like, they're busy. We couldn't get in there. Oh, I love you. Thank you for letting me get Hoopla for the drive-in and all that. So we just want to make you love your library as much as we love our library. And I think once you get in there, you'll see the care and the courage and the dedication that goes into making this a great place for all ages.
Awesome. Well, that's very well said. Where can we find the Smyrna branch?
So we are at 400 Enon Springs Road West, not East. Yes. That's the police department.
Very important distinction.
Yes, there is.
If you're
is.
Going there, maybe you need some extra reading. So yes. Maybe, never know.
Never so, know.
Yeah. Beautiful facility. I happen to get by there on occasion. Mm-hmm. And Samantha Mitchum, I know that they're going to miss you greatly in Smyrna, sounds like. But congrats on your new venture at the Merle Glenton Lord Library in the Patterson Park, and I'm sure you'll do very well out there.
Thank you so much. I'm going to miss my Smyrna family a lot. It's always going to be home for me, but I'm excited for what MGL has in store.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for both of you joining
Thank
us today.
You. Thank you.
Our focus on the Rutherford County Library System continues, however, in just a couple of moments. Some of the big things that are going on throughout the entire system, we're going to talk about that as we continue here on the Action Line on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, WGNSradio.com, along with Big G TV on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Also, on the homepage of the website, WGNSradio.com.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Here at Animal City, we keep your pet protected, safe, and comfortable. So whether it's helping you find the perfect bedding for your critter or a toy that your dog will absolutely love, let our experience help you here at Animal City. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, we are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, Animal City.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago. And we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our five branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. Smyrna Public Library and the J.J. McWilliams Old Rock School Park recently unveiled a new storybook walk trail. The ribbon-cutting ceremony was held in May and was attended by sponsors, library employees, and members of the community. The Storybook Trail presents a children's storybook on 19 child height panels along a short trail. Beginning at the playground and ending along the library parking lot near the pond, the library hopes this trail will promote early literacy, exercise, and a sense of community for all who visit. This trail was made possible by the United Way of South Central Tennessee, the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, and Ingram Content Group. We also want to thank Smyrna Parks and Recreation and the Town of Smyrna for their help bringing this new trail to life. If you want to check out the trail yourself, head over to Smyrna Library at 400 Enon Springs Road West, Smyrna, Tennessee. Additionally, Limbaugh Public Library also has a new storybook walk that starts just outside the library at the fountains. If you'd like to visit that storybook walk, head on over to 105 West Vine Street, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also note, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Thursday, June 19th in observance of the Juneteenth holiday and Friday, July 4th for Independence Day. And remember, you are not required to be an RCLS cardholder to attend live events, groups, or to visit the library. Now let's hear from Limbaugh Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Limbaugh Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at Limbaugh.
We've been having so much fun this summer with our Color Our World summer reading program. We're diving into all techniques and aspects of artistic expression every day this summer. We'll discuss the science behind light and color, learn about famous artists and their work, and really let our creativity shine.
On Mondays, we'll feature our Dewey Windwheel with prizes for checking out nonfiction books and our new Make It Monday events. All ages story times will be every Tuesday morning, with STEAM programming we've titled STEAM Splash every Tuesday afternoon. Wednesdays will feature our performers and an afternoon story time for those who prefer programming later in the day. Thursdays will be itty bitty story times for our 0 to 23 month old patrons and the summer session of Girls Who Code Club. And Fridays, as always, will feature an in-house movie for our Friday family film events.
Besides those events you mentioned, Ollie, Lineball Public Library is a summer feeding site again this summer. Children ages 18 and younger may receive a free lunch every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're also planning several self-directed art projects that will be available for patrons to participate in each week. Ollie, what's been your favorite part of the summer program so far?
I thought the Polish dancers were really cool. I liked when they traded their hats around.
That was a great performance. I love that we get to host a new country's dancing troupe every year. My favorite thing so far was actually from our kickoff party, where we had a special visit from Rapunzel and painted a mural together. It looks great hanging up on the wall.
Don't miss any of Limbaugh's upcoming performances this summer. We'll have Mr. Bond's Science Guys, the Runaway Puppet Theater, the Tennessee Philharmonic Quartet, and a virtual visit with the Critters of the Tennessee Aquarium.
The Girls Who Code Club is a book club open to all rising 3rd through 5th graders. It's not just for girls, and meets every Thursday at 4 p.m. Join us for a fun mystery as we read The Friendship Code.
Our Happy Little tween and teen events are every Saturday afternoon in June and July. Please visit the website to register in advance.
Our brand new teen book club is for those who have read a book, watched a movie adaptation, and found themselves saying, actually, to point out a discrepancy. In the Actually Book Club, we'll watch and read two young adult books and movies over the course of the summer. Please see our website to check the current week's reading schedule.
Join us in the club room on July 12th for the Teen Anime and Manga Club. This summer, we're watching some of our favorite anime. Limbaugh's grand finale party will be Wednesday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please wear something you can get a bit of paint on.
The Teen Advisory Board, Teen Board Game Club, and Reading Pause programs all run throughout the summer. For more information about any of Limbaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Limbaugh.
The Friends of Limbaugh Library invite you to become a member. For over 40 years, Friends has given its support to such library activities as the summer and winter reading programs, the Pen Pals program that brings children's book authors to schools, and the popular Bookmobile. Membership forms may be picked up at the circulation desk at Limbaugh Library, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library, and Tech, or email us at foalintheborough@gmail.com. Once you join, you will receive our quarterly e-newsletter, access to two members-only book sales, and an invitation to our local author event. We look forward to your support.
Hey, it's Cassandra Taylor at Smyrna Public Library. This summer, we're coloring your world with fun, learning, and creativity. On June 17th, dive into wild experiments with Mr. Bond's Science Guys. Science has never been this fun. On June 24th, get wild with the Tennessee Wildlife Federation. See real taxidermy, outdoor gear, and wildlife wonders. July 1st, be enchanted by the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra right inside the library. On July 8th, it's Puppet Pandemonium with the Runaway Puppet Theater. Will they perform or escape? July 15th, breathe, stretch, and play with Yoga Spectacular, a story-based yoga adventure for kids. All of these events are happening at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. Also, every week, join us to color our world at the library. Mondays, get crafty in an adult craft hour at 4 p.m. And on Fridays, unleash your imagination with our all-ages community art hour starting at 10 a.m. It's all fun, all free, and all at Smyrna Public Library. Come color your summer with us.
Hello, this is Kathleen from the Technology Engagement Center located next to Hopgood Elementary School in Murfreesboro. We are not squidding around. It is Cephalopod Week at the Tech. Join us for a full week of fun as we dive into the amazing world of tentacled sea creatures. We'll have daily events like story time with the Bookmobile, a scavenger hunt, and a crafty watch party, all in honor of our ocean friends. Visit the RCLS website for the full schedule. The more days you visit, the more likely you will win a prize. We still have some computer classes planned for June. video calls with family, Python, last Saturday coding class, and a second MeshCore offline texting class. Details available on our calendar and on social media. The beautiful art of Carol Burning is at the Tech. She is an inspiration for all of us to try something creative. In July, we'll be displaying patron art from our Tiny Art Showcase program. Would you like to display a collection at the Tech? Just give us a call, 615-225-8312. Our book clubs, Books and Brews and the Sci-Fi Book Club, are both continuing through the summer. Information on the book groups page of the RCLS website. The Sci-Fi title for June is Many Things Under a Rock, The Mysteries of Octopuses, which goes right along with our cephalopod celebrations. We've planned some terrific summer programming starting up in July. Look for story time, science on the patio, and popsicle art Fridays. We'll also be offering a week-long food science club for tweens and teens in late July. More information to come on this. Remember, all library programs are free and open to the public.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises six branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Limebaugh, Smyrna, Eagleville, MGL inside Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of all the events you heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.